السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I receive a few messages from you. جزاكم الله كل خير. And just in case I die, let me tell you what's going on. Again, if you listen to my messages carefully, we become emotional according to condition. I have an article, okay, many years ago. I call it, Are We Our Ummah of Reaction or Action? Please read the article about action or reaction. I have 16 sessions about the condition of the Ummah from September 11, 2001. Extremely important to listen to them or at least to read them. 16 sessions about the condition of the Ummah. I used to call it crisis in the Ummah, condition of the Ummah, fitna. Please listen to them. And also journey of victory within verse of journey of defeat within. For those who are young, do not understand what's going on. The trial of Allah will continue. If you listen carefully to my messages in last 1 week and read the verses of Quran inside it, wallahi, it contains the answer. But the musibah is, I'm sending messages with Quran. The majority of people do not listen. And if they do not listen, they skip the Quran. And if they read the Quran, they do not come back with a reflection, an honest reflection, and ask question. To be an emotion freak for nothing. We want to cry and that's it. But unity? No. Love for each other? No. Obedience to each other? No. United with each other for goodness? No. This is crazy. You do not know ABC Islam. And this is our condition today. By this way, in case I die, I'm telling you, read the article about the condition of the Ummah, the 16th session, and the victory within, and action and reaction. And you have to be a member. You will be questioned about yourself, about your ability and what you can do, you as a person, according to your knowledge, your money, your ability. Now, a lot of people running like chicken without head and they think they do good. But they have no knowledge. They have no base. They have no consultation. They have no leadership. They have nobody to consult. And if you talk to them, they become whatever, and they acting whatever, and drama, and the one. But unity, no. Respect to the elder, no. And all this fara'id. You know what meaning fara'id? Farad, obligation. You cannot achieve anything if you break the obligation. The obligation is a love for Allah. The obligation, love each other for Allah. The obligation, the obedience and listen to the elder. The obligation to be united with whom doing good, united. Not everybody the way he like is a big musibah. But because the nafs is high, everything we do according to ourselves. Even our good deed, we do it according to ourselves. We pop. No system at all. No vision. Nothing. By this way, for those who are listening to me, the young people who have goodness, okay, please, beg Allah, go slowly with Allah. Let Allah lead you. But focus in the principle. Don't break principle. The majority of young people today break principle. Why? The elder already break it. Because it's what we leave to the ummah. We leave division after division after division. But it was the first stage, okay, love of Allah, journey of Iman, listen to my session, the one I tell you, please, listen carefully, send reflection, engage, be honest in your listening. Don't take it just, Achaji and Tanash and that's it. Be serious, be a man, be a woman. And ask question, consult, because one day this verse will be dead, finished. And one more chance of guidance would be closed. Okay? By this way, take the advantage. Do whatever you have to do. We cannot keep crying and put our hand over our cheek and that's it. No. Ask the elder will let you know what to do. جزاكم الله كل خير. Go forward. Rise up. The mu'min is not fatigued. I send you many verse from Ala Imran many weeks ago containing the same thing. Don't feel weak. Don't feel sad. And you are the highest one. The highest one in Jannah. Dunya doesn't mean nothing. Dunya doesn't mean nothing. May Allah allow us to comprehend. Please do your homework as soon as possible. Zawan, I will send it to you. Please. And follow up with reflection and consultation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to elevate His deen, alleviate the suffering, whatever we can. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.